A chicken burger without the chook and mince minus the meat. That's just a couple of the plant-based meat alternatives the government's backing. My loaning kapiti company, Sustainable Foods, more than $1.2 million of taxpayer money. The money's from the $200 million Regional Strategic Partnership Fund that aims to build sustainable, inclusive and productive regional economies. Minister Stuart Mash, who signed off on the deal, says the products are healthy, cheaper and more sustainable protein options. And Sustainable Foods CEO Justin Lemons joins me now. Kia ora, Justin. 1.2 million. What secret recipe are you brewing up with that injection of funding?
Kia ora, Lisa. Lovely to be here with you this evening. Look, in terms of the secret recipe, that is just a part of the recipe, to be fair. So we've just completed a capital raise outside of that of securing 2.5 million from private investors. And so, if you like, that provides us a good range of money to then look towards our investment areas into product, people and plant to actually generate the products themselves.
So where do you think the growth is in this market?
The growth is significant, Lisa, and it's coming for a number of different reasons. And so if we look at the needs and the changes that have actually happened, population growth, we've got 2 billion more people joining the planet in the next couple of decades. Our current systems aren't scalable. We don't have any more land to actually convert to feed the additional people, and we're consuming larger amounts of protein as well. Our food system is currently very resource intensive. The impact of that on greenhouse gases, and then you know the clear path that diets that are higher have a higher plant based percentage are actually providing better outcomes. So in that sense, that's the need that we're really looking to address.
So are your ambitions more offshore?
We have very firm ambitions both within the domestic market and also the export market as well.
And so specifically export market, where do you want to be?
Yeah, sure. So our targets, Lisa, in that front, we're looking to build revenue to 20 million by 2025, with half of that coming from export revenue. And our focus for that export is markets within the APAC region.
So in terms of sustainability, do you know how you stack up? And you know, if you pick a meat product, whether it's a chicken burger or a steak, how do you stack up with one of your products in terms of sustainability and emissions? What's the comparison?
Yeah, look, that's an excellent question indeed. And I think the fair answer to that question is it does depend where the product is grown and or farmed to be compared to. But to answer the question quite succinctly, if we just look at one indicator, which is water use, for a plant-based burger compared to a animal-based burger, we're looking at water usage that's 80% less than the animal counterpart.
In terms of your marketing, it highlights health and nutrition and sustainability. Are these, well, I call them fake meats because I suppose they are, right? They're plant-based proteins, but they're marketed as chicken and mince. They tend to be highly processed. They have quite high fat and salt content. So are they healthier than actual meat?
Look, and again, I think it's a really good question. There's always products at different ends of the scale that either meet our dietary intake or they don't by a number of different producers.
But your products, Justin, I mean, I was looking at your plant-based chicken burger, right? And the salt for a portion of that is about a third of the recommended daily intake. And the Heart Foundation has a warning on its website telling people to be careful about meat alternatives because they are highly processed and high in sodium. So what would you say to that?
Oh, look, I think that's an absolutely fair comment as well, Lisa. I think also that if you look across the range of our products and also our product development journey that we are on, we're certainly looking to ensure that with our dietary intake and the products that we're producing are actually at the recommended or lower. And our hemp-based chicken that we're about to release certainly has a really good profile on that front.
Because also looking at the product ingredients, right, there's a mixture of things. Some of them I had to Google because I have no idea what they are. Methyl cellulose, acidity regulator 263, colour 150D, thickener 415, glycerin and malted dextrin. I mean, how do you market that against, say, marketing for chicken when you say the ingredient is chicken and the ingredient of steak is beef?
Yeah, look, absolutely valid point, and there's no moving away from that. And again, Lisa, I'd probably come back to the fact that it is a journey around change. If you look at our hemp chicken that we're about to release into market now, it has 7 ingredients, and they're all straight natural ingredients, as are the other ingredients that you have mentioned. In terms of processing, it's a matter of looking at that and also an appreciation of processing. We do live in a world of prepared foods, and you can say that a potato chip itself is highly processed because it goes through multiple steps. Again, for us, it's a journey. We're focusing on converting from international supplied ingredients to New Zealand supply chain. And if we revert back to our hemp chicken that we've talked about, the hemp is grown locally here in New Zealand. And we've developed that in a great collaboration with Reddit Institute and Green Fern Industries.
What about price point? So I know there's top end, you know, prime steak and all the rest of it, but if we look at the middle of the market, how does your product compare to cuts of meat, like, you know, chicken breast or even tofu?
Yeah, indeed. And I think at the end of the day, when people are looking at change, when there's barriers to change, it makes it more difficult and the life cycle of change is longer. So the thing we like is familiarity, so products that are easy to use, you know, so hence the burger and the sausage format is the start of that journey. Taste is obviously key. We can come back to that one. But price parity is really, really important. And we have already taken steps to address that. The international products on the shelf are priced significantly even higher than ours. We've already taken those steps to move towards that. But it's also worth mentioning, as you sort of said, you know, where the benchmark sits. Are we comparing ourselves to a 70-30 mix of beef mince or a Wagyu steak? No, we're not. We're looking at a comparative premium mince and or a free-range chicken price. But again, we're on the start of a journey, and as we convert to New Zealand supply chain and get efficiencies around manufacturing, we're certainly looking to improve on that price parity position.
Really interesting to talk to you, Justin. Thanks for joining us. That is Justin Lemons, who's from the Sustainable Foods Company. He's the CEO.